then we have this. This wretched excuse for a man. What's his real name, Maggie? What's the fake Dyke's real name? Travis, Thomas, whatever the hell his name is. Yeah, what's passing itself off as an alleged woman, wins the NCAA Women's Swimming Championships. Sweeps every event. While setting NCAA records. And finally now, if you go to the New York Post today, you will see the headline. I'll read it to you. NCAA swimmer wants rule change after missing out on finals to Leah Thomas. Now, again, this is another young lady who has been swimming her entire life, as a child, her entire recreational life, has been competing at a very high level and competed so well that she was given a scholarship to Virginia Tech to swim and then did not make the finals of her favorite event because this man masquerading as a woman and stealing gold medals in the process. Yeah, William Thomas. Again, fake Bull Dyke. Wins the NCAA championship. All the gold medals. And no one has a problem with it. There is something seriously wrong with your fellow Americans when they hear of this, if their instinctive reaction is not, if that guy walks into a room that I'm in sporting one of those medals, I am going to get up and I am going to kick his butt. Miniature play, we can't have any violence. The violence that this guy has done to women's sports and to all of those girls who were knocked out of competition for something they've trained for and worked for. Now look. We can have an argument on whether or not the girls' sports ought to be at this stage and ought to be so important. That's fine. You can have that argument. That's not an argument I'm going to have that I want to have about this. This is about justice here. This is a grave act of injustice here. No one, I'll give my priest credit again, Father Damien yesterday mentioned this thing in his homily and said this demonic. He called him demonic. He said, this demonic man. Rekha Georgi is a Virginia Tech swimmer who leveled the criticism in a post to her private Instagram account after missing the cut on Thursday to compete in the finals of the 500 freestyle at the NCAA championship. You have to ask yourself the question. The National Collegiate Athletic Association, as I believe what NCAA stands for. What is the purpose of a National Collegiate Athletic Association as it pertains to women's sports if it is not to keep women's sports for women and make competition normal and fair? If it doesn't have that as a purpose, now look. I know someone that works with the NCAA, so I know what their real purpose is. It's to secure advertising endorsements and television broadcast contracts and then launder tens of millions of dollars a month in revenues back to its retailers. You call them colleges. Most of them aren't colleges any longer. If they have major sports programs, they're sports retailers. That's what they do. They launder money. If you're a male and you're in the NCAA, you know, there was a film that was made. Of course, I'll blow the name of it. I don't remember. I know I watched it. But I can't remember. I watched it back in 2013, I want to say, 2014. ESPN 33, I want to say, the short films that they make. You know, they made a couple of decent ones, including the story of the chicken runs at midnight about Coach Donnelly, who I sat next to on a plane and got the story of the chicken runs at midnight. Talk about a great story, a great sports. My favorite sporting, outside of the story of Gino Bartali, the cyclist, is my favorite sporting story, the chicken runs at midnight. But ESPN made a film about how crooked the NCAA is. And this was, I want to say, 8, 9, maybe even 10 years ago. And about how they prohibited some players from doing some certain things and others were allowed to while they were raking in, tens of millions of dollars a month in the same advertising that they were forbidding the athletes from getting a piece of. In any event, this is a scandal. This is a scandal of the highest order. What this punk has done, is doing, is getting away with. It would not surprise me to find out or to learn sometime soon that the fake bull dyke, William Thomas, masquerading as Leah Thomas. That's right, I should have remembered Liam. Liam Thomas has secured a Subway sandwich contract. Why not? Subway gave that other reprehensible wench, yes, listeners who are perturbed by me using the term wench, yes, I said wench, Megan Rapinoe, they gave her a sandwich contract. They had a freaking pederast. It's their spokesman, Jared. Continuing on, I'll just break down some other news headlines here. This is a good one. My Substack is out this morning. Again, we crossed into double-digit readers last week, as a few of you admitted that you read the Substack. Here, I'll put the link in the chat room. This is the subject of this morning's Substack. And look, I was just doing my show prep, and I was getting all these stories. And I'm like, people need to know this. Why? Maggie O'Connell said, how come this isn't the biggest story all over your epic, your One America News and Newsmax? Why aren't they covering this? Here, I'll read you the headlines. Zelensky announces ban on 11 political parties. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky announced a measure that bans 11 opposition political parties. By the by, one of those parties has 40 seats in the Ukrainian parliament. They are also known or fancy themselves as the opposition party. Announced a measure that bans 11 opposition political parties, alleging they have ties to Russia. I'm not saying it's the Russians, but it's Russians. Legend, they have ties to Russia, he announced in a Telegram video posted on yesterday. Any activity of politicians aimed at splitting or collaborating will not succeed. Zelensky said that wartime exposes quite well. Now, I have to ask the question. Why aren't people calling this guy Hitler? This is actually what Hitler did. That might be my favorite meme of all time. The ancient alien guys with Russians. let me read you the... this is from the BBC. And... hold on. Did you see the story about what Hitler did in 1934? Okay, oh, there it is. My crack. Greatest producer in the history of great producers. Ms. O'Connell keeping me up to speed here on everything. Hitler takes political control. This is from the bbc.co.uk. So if you're following along at home, you can actually find this. Now, it is in today's Substack. I did not publish the pile of prep yet. I will publish it during the upcoming timeout at mikechurch.com. Within months of the passing of the Enabling Act, Hitler removed most sources of political opposition. Gee, why would he do that?